What happened to the strike? Are labor relations so much better now than they used to be? Or does the contemporary economy or federal law make it less attractive a tactic? Richard Hurd is professor of industrial and labor relations at Cornell University, and he joins us from Ithaca, New York. Professor Hurd, first, how much less common are strikes nowadays than, say, 50 years ago?
If you compare today's strike level to previous strike levels, there's certainly been a dramatic decline, and we are less than one-tenth of the number of strikes in a typical year that we had back in the 1970s.
What's so different between now and the 1970s?
Well, there's two big changes. One happened in the 1980s when we effectively had a reinterpretation of labor law. When Ronald Reagan was president, his appointees to the National Labor Relations Board reinterpreted what it meant to bargain in good faith, and said that all employers have to do to bargain in good faith is to come to the negotiating table and talk. With that reinterpretation of the law, it was easier for employers to stonewall, and then the workers eventually would go out on strike, and employers would replace them.
But the employer would have to wait for the union to go out on strike in that case. You couldn't
That's
do that
right.
if you locked the workers out.
That's right. And if the employer refused to bargain and the union went out on strike and the National Labor Relations Board determined that the employer had committed an unfair labor practice for failure to bargain in good faith, then the workers would not lose their jobs. They would have a right to take their jobs back. Or if the employer locks out workers, they refuse to let workers continue to work when the contract expires, the employees have a right to get their job back. It was this interpretation of the law, which sounds sort of subtle, but it had a big impact.
Now, the global economy has also changed a great
That's
deal.
That's the other thing. For manufacturing in particular, the global economy is a really big issue. Companies now are global companies. They can shift production to other countries. They can sometimes do it during a strike. Furthermore, they can shift production to other countries permanently.
Let me ask you about something else that I wonder if you think it might have an effect. When strikes were most common, I think 1946 was the high water mark of labor strikes. In those days, Americans saved about 10% of their personal income, and that was down from much higher levels during the war. That rate hasn't been over 3% since 1999, and it's a negative right now. Is it possible that a lot of American workers don't think enough about the long term to be able to afford a strike or to want to go on strike for what might be gained for it?
Well, you certainly have to look at the total picture, and for a union to go on strike, the workers have to be willing to support the strike. And so certainly one piece of it would be, can workers afford it? Similar to that, similar to the issue of whether they can afford to go on strike, is the attitude. Workers have to be very militant, strong, pro-union, do anything to keep the union strong. And it's pretty clear that today's workers, at least in the manufacturing industries that have been losing jobs, are very cautious about challenging a company, very cautious about the likely economic impact of that, worried not just about whether they have the savings to weather a strike, but whether the job will still be there when they get done.
What kind of strikes do you think we might see in the future, if any, at this point?
I think we'll still have strikes. They'll be here indefinitely. But what we've seen over the past 10 years is an increase in more creative uses of the strike tactic. If you look at what's happening just today and yesterday in California, a group of nurses are striking against one hospital chain for 2 days. It's announced as a 2-day strike. So that there's no incentive for the employer to make a quick change, and the union can send a message. And there was a 2-day taxi strike in New York last week. The auto strikes, both of them, very short-term strikes, more designed to send a message than to exact any kind of economic leverage against the company.
Well, Professor Hurd, thank you very much for talking with us.
Certainly.
That's Richard Hurd, professor of industrial and labor relations at Cornell University.